more and more patients are getting directly involved in medical research. This is the Healthline.
Physicians have always paid a lot of attention to doing research, but the emphasis has been really on research on mechanism of disease and trying to understand how the disease process attacks the body and how the body responds to it.
Dr. Claire Bombardier, Director of Clinical Epidemiology at the Wellesley Hospital in Toronto.
Physicians have become aware that it's really key that we don't just try to understand the mechanism of disease, but we really take some science into the bedside and into our offices, looking at why we use certain diagnostic tests, why we use certain treatments.
Traditional epidemiology studies distribution of diseases and how diseases are spread in populations. Dr. Bombardier and her colleagues have taken epidemiology to the bedside to study the effectiveness of treatments in the ailing population. This is a new approach in medicine, described as clinical epidemiology.
We're bringing some of this knowledge on how to design good studies so that they're best done to the greater safety of the patients, as well as giving us more quickly the best answer as to which treatments we should use.
It is a multidisciplined approach, utilizing the skills of many different experts, working with several dozen clinicians on many different studies.
Wellesley was one of the hospitals that took this on initially and has built a team with PhDs in biostatistics, data managers, clinicians who've trained in research design and clinical epidemiology, programmers, individuals who are used to do interviews, who are trained how to do patient interviews, etc., etc. So you're really talking about a team that's working together.
The most important member of that team is the patient. Clinical epidemiology views the patient as a resource. According to Dr. Bombardier, the patient is no longer a passive observer of the physician's treatment.
The public will be faced more and more maybe with clinicians who will ask them whether they can collect information, whether they can study their case, if a patient has certain symptoms, or even if a drug does not work or a treatment does not work on a patient. That could all be used to advance our knowledge. And what's happening is that there are more and more physicians who are trained to do this. And so the public will face more of these physicians and should be aware that they may be asked to participate in some of these studies.
Dr. Claire Bombardier, helping to change the face and the pace of medical research. I am Bud Riley on The Healthline from the Wellesley Hospital Research Institute in Toronto.